This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I saw a t-shirt that read, "If you can't understand science, try religion." That message is illogical. Regarding science, science doesn't draw conclusions about reality. Scientists do. And all scientists are human. And if you start with the premise that we can only know things by observation, you've just contradicted yourself, since you can't observe that premise. Regarding religion, you can say you are not religious. Even Christians replace the word religion with relationship, with Jesus. That's fine. But you can't actually be someone who has no ultimate authority. Everyone has an ultimate authority, which I think is what makes every person religious. Call it whatever you want, in substance, it's the same thing. You have someone that informs you about what life means, about what qualifies as right and wrong, about what is real. Go back to science. I said that science doesn't draw conclusions about reality, humans do. But the liberal exhibits her laziness when she stops with that t-shirt's logic. Because if she analyzed that t-shirt like I'm doing here, she would realize that the scientist is the one drawing conclusions about reality. Which means that the scientist is really saying that she is the ultimate authority, which is to say that she is religious. Here is what I just said, but using logic. Premise 1. Science doesn't draw conclusions, scientists do. Premise 2. All scientists are human. Therefore, humans draw conclusions about life. Which is really to say that even if you reject religion and rely on science, you are religious. If you don't like the word religious, then substitute the term ultimate authority. If you reject ultimate authority and rely on science, you are foolish, because it is impossible that someone not have an ultimate authority. Consequently, your real problem is that you don't like Jesus, so you suppress him. You'll never hear this in a civil government school. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.